You just tuned into Good News Community Radio 93.6 FM. Behind control is Cynthia Singano. Today, I'm with Dr. Sedat. We're going to be talking about the kidney disease. Doctor, we welcome you to Good News Community Radio. Can you please greet the listeners?
Thank you so much for having me on your radio station. It's a pleasure to be talking today on kidney disease.
Okay, thank you, Doctor. Doctor, I want to know, because we hear so many things about kidney disease, and what causes the kidney disease?
Well, diabetes and high blood pressure are the most common causes of kidney failure. Usually doesn't happen quickly. Other chronic kidney disease causes that lead to kidney failure include polycystic kidney disease. That is something you inherit from your parents. Glomerular disease that affects how your kidney filters waste, and lupus. Other common causes include certain medications, severe dehydration, urinary tract obstructions, or untreated systematic diseases like heart or liver diseases.
I'm learning something new today. Okay, what signs and symptoms of kidney diseases should I look for and monitor?
Many people experience few or no symptoms in the early stages of kidney disease. However, chronic kidney disease may still cause damage even though you feel fine. Symptoms vary between people. Some signs and symptoms you might notice are fatigue, nausea or vomiting, swelling of your hands, ankles or face, dry or itchy skin, cramps, urinating more often, poor appetite, food having a metallic taste, confusion or trouble concentrating.
Thank you. And a patient with kidney disease, how can he or she manage diet and fluid intake?
Patients have different fluid needs depending on their body size, medical conditions, and how much urine they make. Eating right foods by avoiding food in high sodium, potassium, and phosphorus. Also, patients need to understand how calories, fats, proteins, and liquids affect the body. Usually, a doctor or a dietitian will advise you on how much liquid you should have each day and provide tips to help manage thirst with a kidney-friendly diet.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor. Can you please tell us the difference between kidney disease and kidney failure?
Kidney disease means that there is damage to your kidneys and they aren't working as well as they should. There are 5 stages of kidney disease. A healthcare provider can determine the stages of your kidney failure according to a GFR, which stands for glomerular filtration rate. Kidney disease, if not treated to when it is at an early stage, will lead to kidney failure. At this point, a person will require dialysis or a kidney transplant.
And the dialysis, can you please explain what is the dialysis? Because someone won't know what is that. And the transplant, can you live with one kidney or you can't live with one kidney?
There are people that live with one kidney. And obviously, if that fails, then they have to go on to dialysis. And dialysis is basically artificial way of filtering the blood. Normally, in the human body, the kidneys do that. And when you have dialysis, it's an external system that filters your blood.
Okay. Thank you so much, Doctor. Any advice you can give to a listener right now? Because some, maybe they will want to see you or do you want to consult a doctor to see maybe they've got those signs and symptoms.
What I would suggest and advise the public is to ensure a healthy diet, drink lots of water, examine their bodies daily, look out for signs and symptoms, as I've mentioned earlier in the talk, and basically manage chronic diseases. If they are diabetic, manage their diabetes. If they are hypertensive, manage the hypertension, because poorly controlled diabetes, hypertension can contribute and lead to chronic kidney disease. So if we lead a healthy lifestyle, exercise, and look after ourselves, we shouldn't be having any kidney problems later on.
Okay. Doctor, thank you so much. I know you're doing a very good job at your surgery.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you.
You too, my dear.
Okay.
Bye-bye.